Senate Bill 1 is titled An Act Concerning Innovation, Entrepreneurship and Connecticut's Economic Future, and it contains a lot of changes in the way government might interact with entrepreneurs.
I just felt that we needed to turn the page.
That's the bill's principal author, Senator John Fonfara.
The focus not on taxes and spending, but on growing our economy.
The new bill would establish a new quasi-public entity to be called Impact, which would inherit certain duties from Connecticut Innovations, the state's existing venture capital investment agency, and it would put in place innovation districts.
Part of Impact's role is to look out over the landscape, higher ed, and in terms of creating what you've heard about innovation districts or innovation places. Frankly, we're a suburban-dominated state, a lot of small towns, where this kind of activity, it's harder to catch.
But some prominent entrepreneurs have expressed caution about the approach.
There's a lot of good in here, but it really needs to be thought out better to make sure we're benefiting Connecticut for where Connecticut is on its entrepreneurial growth curve today.
That's entrepreneur and business owner Mark Lassoff. He says he's thrilled to see the state responding to the loss of GE by thinking about smaller, homegrown companies. But he says it's not entirely clear how the new plan fits in with the infrastructure that's already here.
One thing entrepreneurs want is consistency.
What's absent is any mention of CT Next, the state's existing entrepreneurial ecosystem, which was established back in 2011.
To give that up just so we have a new piece of legislation with the current legislature's stamp on it, I'm not sure is the wisest idea.
Fonfara counters that CT Next will still be part of the picture. It will operate under the new Impact Agency and will see its resources expanded. Mark Lassoff likes the fact that SB1 would reauthorize the angel investment tax credit, but he'd like to see it extended to investors in benefit corporations, entities which have been a big success in the state in recent years. He's also concerned that the funding for companies in this bill aims too high and might just attract companies from out of state instead of fostering homegrown entrepreneurs.
There is no question that the goal is the right goal.
Ted Yang, another Connecticut-based serial entrepreneur, is also happy to see innovation at the center of attention and likes a lot of elements of the bill. But he's similarly concerned it's too top-down an approach.
I don't think we need more organizations and more infrastructure, but you know, we do kind of need the outcomes, right?
What Yang would like to see is more attention paid to the graduates of institutions like Yale and UConn. If they're tempted to remain in the state, they could foster a whole lot of economic activity of the sort that GE went to Boston to find.
Let's just keep the big brains, the talent, the passionate entrepreneurs that we have in this state from leaving.
SB1 has passed out of committee and awaits action by the full legislature. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.